All right, from the movie theater to the live theater, I'm Tom Hall. Welcome back to Midday. Our theater critic, J. Wynn Russick, joins us. Hey, Judy, good to see you.
Good to be here, Tom.
So we're going to talk about a brand new musical. It's called Los Otros. It's at the Everyman Theater until a couple more weeks. This is a musical by two Broadway veterans. I was pleased to have them on the program a week or so ago, Michael John LaCuza and Ellen Fitzhugh. I spoke with them I guess it was the afternoon that the show actually opened at Everyman, and they've been working on this show in one form or another for a long time. So how do you describe the form that it takes in this particular iteration?
Well, this is a two-person musical, and it's presented as alternating vignettes. The characters are Lillian, a Caucasian woman, and Carlos, a Mexican-American man. And the show begins with Lillian in a waiting room. We don't find out exactly what's brought her here until later in the show. But in the course of her opening monologue, she asks, "Who takes a shower in the middle of a night?" And the next scene, we see Carlos taking a shower. So the idea of a connection is planted in our heads from the very beginning. But the nature of that connection is really the subject of the musical. And it's revealed in very sort of small bits and pieces culminating in the final scene. And that's the only scene in which the two characters interact. But along the way, they sing and they tell us stories about their lives in chronological order. For example, I brought part of a song that Lillian sings early on about an adventure she had with two childhood friends in San Diego in 1952. And what's interesting about this song, Tom, and many of the songs in the show, I know you saw it as well, as the song continues, it tells a whole story, and it also tells us a lot about Lillian's character. And the other thing that's interesting about this song, as you're going to hear, is that it has an appropriate 1950s kind of sound. The composer, Michael John LaCuza, and the lyricist, Ellen Fitzhugh, suit the music to the period and the place of the vignette throughout the show, which is really quite lovely. So let's listen to Judy McLean as Lillian flashing back to her childhood.
There's nothing much to do in 1952. For us three girls, the middle of July, 11, 10, and 9, we draw and we design for paper dolls we make instead of buy. No money, no money for that.
Judy McLean, she co-stars with Philip Hernandez in Los Otros at the Everyman Theater here in Baltimore. And Ms. McLean and Mr. Hernandez are on stage basically the entire time. And as this clip that we just heard suggests, they portray their characters starting from when they're little kids to adulthood. I mean, that's a long stretch for anybody. How well do they pull that off?
Well, these are two actors, I should say, from the start, who have immense Broadway credentials. Philip Hernandez is the only actor who has played Jean Valjean and Inspector Javert in Les Mis on Broadway. And Judy McLean was in Mamma Mia for 11 years, 3.5 of them as the lead. They both also appeared in this area before. I've seen her at Olney way back when I saw her at The Mechanic. I've seen him at The Lyric and more recently at The Hippodrome. This is a really high-powered cast, really for any regional theater. But Philip Hernandez's portrayal of Carlos is a more rounded portrayal, and the actor also shows greater range in his singing and in his acting. I can say this partly because the character and the actor's depiction have some humor in them, and I found that largely missing from Judy McLean's Lillian. It could use a little bit more leavening, her character. I think that is a problem that's probably primarily in the script. It's a really intense character that she's playing. I know Ellen Fitzhugh, the librettist, told you that this is a semi-autobiographical show. So in some ways, the show is more Lillian's story. And that character just needs a little more lightness, even when she's portrayed as a child. Even so, I think as you can tell from this, these are very distinct characters. You don't watch them and say, oh, these two belong together. For one thing, we find out he's a gay man. So you watch it wondering what is going to connect these two.
So Los Otros was debuted in Los Angeles back in 2012. And then Everyman, Vinny Lancisi, who's the artistic director, they commissioned a rewrite. So Michael John LaCuza and Ellen Fitzhugh told me when they were over here that the biggest difference is that the two stories used to be told separately, but now they've combined them. So that's a good move. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I definitely think it is. Ellen Fitzhugh wrote the script as well as the lyrics, so her work on the structure is very key to what has happened here.
And they sing, like, most of the time.
Yes, they do. Dialogue is more sort of connecting tissue in a way. And I didn't see the original version, but this has to be more dramatic and more interesting than the original, where the stories were just done one at a time. I mean, seeing them alternate really should whet our appetite in terms of what's going to bring them together. I still feel they need more suggestions of what's going to connect these characters. We do get a duet at the end. I imagine that was also in the original as well. But in this version, though bits of that song show up, sung by each of the other characters earlier in the show, there are some musical clues, but it's not quite enough. But let's listen to some of that duet.
It's a good tune. I enjoyed it.
Sticks
and
in your
and
head.
It's kind of a through line through through the show. So when Los Otros was first produced, each actor sort of took center stage for his or her half of the show. So now they're going back and forth between the stories, so it has to be staged differently. What did you think of that?
Well, the director is Noel Himmelstein, and he, I should also say, he's Everyman's newly named associate artistic director.
He's a Baltimore guy, too.
Yes, and he was Carver, I believe. Mm-hmm. And he was instrumental in bringing the show to Everyman. So he's been involved with it for a while, although there was a different director in California. What he does, they are on stage most of the time, but he sort of assigns them each their own acting area. She's stage right, he's stage left. They move toward the center when they each do their individual stories. The character of Lillian seems more involved with Carlos's stories than the other way around. She sometimes looks on when he's speaking or singing. She's sometimes gripped in the story. She sometimes smiles. At least at one point, she crosses to his side of the stage for his story. I'm not sure why that isn't reciprocated in the staging. Maybe because she's supposed to know more about his past than he does about hers. I don't know.
All right, so obviously this is a show that's been transformed in a big way for this production. When Michael John Lacusa was here on Midday, and I asked him, is this thing finished? And he said, I don't know whether musicals are ever finished. So in your estimation, is Los Otros finished? It sounds like they could tweak it a little bit more.
I think so. It seems to have made major progress, but there are still things that I think need to be clarified. We need more seeds planted earlier and a little more often about what this connection between the characters turns out to be. I mean, right now, the ending left me sort of saying, huh? Really? Instead of saying, oh, yeah, I see. Maybe if we learned more about Carlos's character as an adult, it would help. I don't know. This show is a really big deal for Everyman. There are a lot of Broadway credentials, not just the actors, but especially the creators. And there are really big themes. The title translates the others. And acceptance of others, other races, other sexual orientations, socioeconomic differences. There's a great deal about illegal immigration in the show. It's all very, very timely.
Yeah, timely. Yeah, and a big risk for the Everyman.
Right,
so
and I really congratulate them for taking this on and moving it forward, even if it's not quite yet where it should be.
All right, Los Otros. It's at the Everyman Theater here in Baltimore until the 23rd of April. We've got a link to the details about the show on our website, wypr.org/midday. So, Judy, what are we going to talk about next Thursday?
Next Thursday, we are going to talk about H.T. Darling's Incredible Museum presents The Treasures of New Galapagos, Astonishing Acquisitions from the Perisphere. This is a new production by Submersive Productions, a fairly new Baltimore company, and it is at the former Peale Museum. I'm seeing it tonight, and I can't wait.
Terrific. I look forward to it. All right. Thank you so much. We'll see you then.
Thank you, Tom.
Lunch for our guest today provided by Eddie's of Roland Park. Eddie's is a full-service market with locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue in Roland Park. Their deli features sandwiches and salads with specials each and every day, all listed on their website, eddiesofrolandpark.com. That's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow on Midday, the Midday News Wrap. Senator Chris Van Hollen will join me live. Plus, we'll recap the week's news with Domenico Montanaro of NPR and Luke Broadwater of the Baltimore Sun. Thanks to everybody who called in with answers to our trivia question. You do get a chance to go on to our grand prize round. The only stipulation is that we don't actually have a grand prize. We just have a grand prize round. All right, so congratulations. You've made it to the grand prize round. We're just too cheap to have a grand prize. It's that simple, you know, if you think about it. All right, hope you can join us again tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening this hour. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great day.